If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! Finish at Wrigley.
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 5 o'clock and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bears losing to the Broncos on Sunday, so it's a quick work week as they get ready for the Packers. John Fox, spend some time talking to the media, will you?
Like, being here is restrictive. I mean, this is my Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, we've got a lot of game planning to go on a short week. But, you know, we'll manage and... You know, I think everybody has to deal with it these days. Used to be a little bit more selective. Now I think pretty much everybody has to deal with it.
Jimmy Clausen cut today by the Bears, and David Fales now your new backup quarterback for good. Apparently one team was ready to sign Fales away from the Bears, and so in order to protect him, Clausen had to go. Terrence Mitchell also gone today. He was cut last week, signed to the practice squad, and that was short-lived as he's gone for good. Bears are now 4-6 again with a matchup against the Packers coming up Thanksgiving night. And Jay Cutler's third kid has arrived. Sailor James Cutler, 7 pounds, 6 ounces, baby girl born this afternoon. Brock Osweiler looked good against the Bears. He will get a second start for the Broncos next week against the Patriots. And looking ahead, 49ers defensive tackle Glenn Dorsey, a torn ACL. They're supposed to face off against the Bears in a couple of weeks, next Sunday. In fact, a week from Sunday, I should say. Bulls and Hawks are off. The Bulls playing in Portland on Tuesday. The Hawks will be in San Jose on Wednesday. College hoops, Illinois hosting Chicago State tonight. We'll have that one for you at 6:30 right here on The Score. That game in Springfield tonight, and that game will be followed by Monday Night Football here on The Score. It'll be the Bills and Patriots joined in progress. Poor Northwestern, the Wildcats get North Carolina tonight after the Tar Heels relinquished the top spot in the rankings today. DePaul finished up the Paradise Jam down in Virgin Islands this afternoon with a 82-78 win over Norfolk State. Billy Garrett Jr., 22 points to lead the way. Maui Classic's underway, so you got daytime college hoops all over the place. Someone forgot to tell Chris Mullen to bring his St. John's team. They got hammered by 19th-ranked Vanderbilt, 99-52. Wake Forest with a 5-point lead, 50-45 lead over 13th-ranked Indiana. That game at the half. Bears Mondays, sponsored by the Four Seasons Heating and Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
Touchdown Bears.
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
You guys are going to be as negative as possible, and we understand that.
All the latest news and notes from Halas Hall.
Well, I'm excited about the game. I mean, this is just football.
Rich Campbell with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 5:03 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we get to welcome in an old friend.
He's on Twitter at Rich_Campbell, covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune and joining us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Rich, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. We appreciate you taking some time for us today, my friend.
Pleasure. My pleasure. You know, hearing that Mark Trestman soundbite, it's like, man, the guy wasn't a great coach, but he could really explain what went wrong. And we kind of flipped that in both regards now.
Yeah, it's the opposite in that you got a guy who's a much better coach that just doesn't really have any time or interest in talking about any of it with anybody except his own players. And he's too old to care, and he's clearly just made that decision that nothing he says to anybody really is of any consequence.
Yeah, yeah. In his mind, there's nothing in it for him. And he thinks that if they win, then it'll all take care of itself. And I think he's got a little bit of a point there. I think that there's something to be said for engaging in the process and bringing the fans along for the ride. But, yeah, you're right. He's basically decided he just doesn't want any part of it.
And we really have gotten, in not so many games, the full John Fox sampler platter. There really were never many secrets with the multiple stops that he's had. And we've seen it this year, that he has started to turn the Bears around, that what was microcosmic, if you will, yesterday, is that you had an unfortunate outcome, which with some questionable decision-making, but a lot of evidence in the macro that they're better. The Bears are better. They lost, but it's okay to look at this as some young players developing and a team that's able to hang with a much better team with a much better roster and be competitive enough for John Fox's game coaching to lose it.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I was talking to Kyle Long about this in the locker room last week, and in a short period of time, we've gotten to the point where it's almost hard to envision the Bears getting blown out the way they were in the first three games. I mean, you just expect them to be in every game at this point because they have good game plans, and generally they're getting the most out of the talent that they have, which just says a lot about the coaching. And yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how this morphs once the talent is there to match the functionality of the program right now, and then you really start parsing strategy and execution in a lot of more meaningful games. And obviously yesterday we have the fourth down decision to go for it to look at now. And the interesting thing there was is it was uncharacteristic for John. I mean, he's a conservative coach and really has been, really just thought that his offense wasn't going to get the job done against an awesome Denver defense. It turned out they did have a couple more shots down there. It was a miscalculation, and then it ended up costing them.
Yeah, but it's also him. You can't argue with him if his point is, look at the talent I've got.
He might not be back down here.
Even if he can't say it in so many words, you can understand that he say, well, what do you want me to do? I see the same roster you see. I see Josh Bellamy and Cameron Meredith out there, so that's why I did it. I mean, I think it's in so many words. Maybe he doesn't make that same decision, and he goes back to being his much more characteristically conservative when he thinks his team is better.
Yeah, and so you have to look even a little closer there and think about whether that is the right call. I mean, Cutler has played very well at the end of these games, and they obviously have their act together in the fourth quarter coming back. I mean, he scored late in, I think, five games now, the final minute. The Bears have scored late, so there's some reason to believe that they could open it up at that point. But I'm with you. I mean, when it comes down to the talent, especially at the skill positions yesterday, it was just such a significant drop-off when you don't have Alshon Jeffrey and Eddie Royal. And then you could go even deeper about the play call and whether Jay went to the right part of that package play there in the run, and it does come down to execution. But I think, you know, Fox likes to say, look, there's no monopoly on second-guessing play calling. I'm with him there. But I think a lot of us, as we were watching the game, I know on press row, scratching our heads when they came out to go for it on that fourth down, because you had seen what they've done in the later part of games recently.
I think it's, you know, getting back to the original point of where this started, Rich, that it's really interesting that when you watch this team now, you really do know how well coached they are, and how, even though there's a lot of gaps in talent between them and some of the other teams, that if you're professionally coached and all of it that they've done, you can hang with teams that are much better than you and make moments like you're talking about yesterday actually matter. That a goal line decision by a coach by the Bears actually matters in a game against the Denver Broncos, because when this season started, I would have never imagined it would come down to anything like that.
Yeah, and you hear it from players all year after games where they say things like, we had a very good idea of what they were going to run, or we had seen a lot of the things they ran in practice. So these guys are obviously very well prepared. And of course, as we push forward into December and into January, the big question becomes, can they keep all of these coaches that have done such a good job establishing this program?
No,
and
they can't.
When you have a pair of coordinators who are head coach caliber assistants, it's always going to be an issue. And wouldn't it be the most ironic twist for Cutler if Adam Gase ends up leaving and Jay, who's had a generally a productive season, can't build on that? But that is the price of success, and it's obviously why Ryan Pace and John Fox, you know, targeted these hires, because they knew it was going to take a staff like this to get the organization turned around. And I think Fox deserves a ton of credit for the work that his entire staff has done.
Yeah, I think you used the word ironic. I think another layer of irony would be if Cutler loses the coordinator just because he finally reached a clear objective level of professional maturity. Now, we don't know how much is actually Gase and how much might just be Jay Cutler starting to understand it a little bit. And you say, well, the guy who kept getting all these guys fired is now, at least by virtue of being good enough, is adding to their resumes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we foresaw this even at the beginning of the season, but you obviously have to let it play out. Even yesterday, it was a good example of the patience that, you know, we all need to show sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In evaluating him, because he was on such a roll after the San Diego game and the Rams game, and the interception he threw yesterday was retro Jay. I mean, mm-hmm. trying to fit a ball yep. in that wasn't open. The ball probably wasn't thrown highly enough. And you really scratch your head, hey, what was he looking at? And so we'll get the whole body of work at the end here. I just think generally we can all agree that he's way more functional in the pocket right now. You know, even as they have this patchwork offensive line and they've tried moving, you know, players around, Kyle Long to right tackle, that Jay has made the most of it. I don't think there's any questions about his commitment to the program or his relationship with coaches. I mean, he's not pushing players in the huddle or, you know, that type of thing that we've seen in the past. And I mean, we talk about the press conference thing and sort of roll our eyes about Fox. I'm telling you, Jay's media sessions every week are one of the highlights of being out there. I mean, he's somehow flipped the switch. He just found it. Maybe a path of least resistance sort of thing, where he just is willing to talk to us now and entertain all the questions that get thrown at him. But in terms of the maturity you guys are talking about, you know, on and off the field, I think you see it. And yeah, maybe it ends up coming back to bite him with Gase's future.
And Gase has really made no secret of it either, right, Rich? I mean, it's pretty open that, I mean, there's going to be a lot of openings in the NFL. We know that for sure. There's going to be some more firings and whatever, and some attractive college jobs. I don't know if he'd go that direction, but it seems hard to believe. And we're just nothing more than casual observers. You're the guy who covers it year day in and day out. But it seems to me it's hard that somebody doesn't come to Adam Gase with a package to manage their program, to run, whether it's a college program or an NFL team, that he's going to be in charge.
Right. I think it's very clear that Adam is at least ambitious and looking up toward that trajectory. I mean, you don't interview with five teams in one off season if that's not where you're headed. I mean, Adam hasn't talked about any of the openings. Obviously, he's invested in what they have going here. I think for him, what Bears fans might be able to hang on to is that Gase is almost to the point where he can be choosy enough. I mean, he's only 38, so you're young. You want to make sure you get in the right situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's just going to jump at anything that comes his way. He can be a little bit choosy, make sure that the quarterback is in place. So the real question is, I mean, goodness, say if Indianapolis were to come open, I mean, that's something that no offensive coach would be able to turn down, because you have a chance to work with Andrew Luck, who presumably would be healthy, you know, when you got a chance to work for him. Tennessee is interesting because they have a young quarterback who's talented, drafted highly. So you could look at each situation like that. But I do know that Gase really enjoys working with Cutler. And I think you've heard for a while now, as coaches have come through, they really talk about Jay's football intelligence, mm-hmm. the way Jay can speak the game and practice the game and the way his mind works. Coaches like that, and I think it's something that the Bears staff has been pleasantly surprised by, getting to see it firsthand, and so we'll see if that's enough to keep Gase around when we get to the end here.
What to do about Alshon Jeffrey? I mean, how do you solve this continuing issue of soft tissue injuries that just seem to appear?
It's really perplexing, and Ryan Pace has a lot of thinking to do as we go into the off season here, and they decide what they want to do. I mean, when Alshon is healthy, as we saw the previous 2 weeks, that you know, he's almost unstoppable. You can't
yep.
cover him with one guy, and when you're a team like the Bears, or any team really, where you're just looking to stockpile talent, you need players. You just can't let a guy like that go. That's what makes these injuries so painful. You're just so close. Like, what if this guy could just, you know, put it together and stay on the field? You know, he's not a physical specimen. Like, you look at Kevin White, and that guy is like chiseled from stone. I mean, and obviously he has his own health issues, mm-hmm. but with Alshon, you've got to look at things like body type and metabolism and really trying to get to the bottom of these soft tissue injuries, and then you've got to somehow quantify it. You've got to put a value on it. What's he worth to your organization? How can you manage the risk? And so I think the Bears are going to try to approach this offseason. They got two options. One, they could use a franchise tag and just sort of kick the can down the road and see if they could get more data on this. Or they could try to sign Alshon to a long-term deal. And at that point, how do you manage the risk? What incentives can you put in the contract, whether it's bonuses if he's on the active roster each week? And then will Alshon's camp accept those? I mean, if Alshon's camp is convinced that a team out there is going to pay him as though his health were guaranteed, then maybe they say, you know, screw it. Hey, we're going to a team that is willing to pay the money regardless of whether he's healthy. And then the Bears would have the option, I guess, of franchising Alshon just to protect their rights and then see what happens, maybe revisit the issue.
Yeah, I don't consider myself a scouting expert, but I've seen enough Bears games to know a good safety when I see one. And if you didn't tell me, if you just made me watch a bunch of Bears games this year and said, who is the first round pick? I would point right at Adrian Amos, and I would say that safety was a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because the Bears, you know, several different coaches along the way here have said things like, hey, if he was our first-round pick this year, we'd be happy. You know, if we had spent a second-round pick on this, you know, on this guy this year, we'd be happy. So, you know, he's a late-round guy, you know, fifth-round guy. And they found that he's smart, he's in position. The tackling questions that he came to Chicago with, he can tackle.
He hits people, This isn't – sometimes we overcomplicate things, but somebody catches a ball and 38 is there and he's there with menace. I like it.
Yeah, and I think this is a green checkmark for Ryan Pace. I mean, you know, when he comes – to Chicago, and all of us have questions about the direction he's going to take the team. Obviously, it's about, can you properly evaluate talent? That's why Phil Emery is not here anymore, and it's why Ryan Pace rose through the ranks the way he did. The guy has a record of evaluating talent, and he's done it with Amos. I mean, it looks like a player they can build around. Now, you could go back to Chris Conte's rookie season, and there was a lot of positivity about the way he could run and the plays he made on the ball. So, you understand that Amos' sample size is still only 10 games to this point, but I'm with you guys. Yeah, I mean, by everything we've seen so far, you feel good about his place in the defense for a few years.
I mean, you actually feel good about the draft. Despite Kevin White being gone, Rich, I think you feel pretty good about your picks. I mean, that if you're going to start to rebuild a team, and that's what the job is here, is to rebuild, find guys who can play and put them in place. I mean, I would feel encouraged by Ryan Pace. I mean, some other things I would go, I don't know. But in terms of the draft itself, that's tough to do what he did here.
Yeah, and you could start with Eddie Goldman, who's taken to the nose tackle position in a way that really has mitigated the absence of Jeremiah Ratliff, both when he was hurt at the beginning of the year and then, you know, when he left, he was also suspended.
Mm-hmm.
So Eddie Goldman, you know, it's not necessarily a you know, consistently upward arc, but overall the ups and downs trend upward. And you know, Grasu is an interesting case because I think he got pushed around a little bit yesterday, and he obviously was in a pass set on the 2-point conversion that failed, so the miscommunication was at least between quarterback and center. So he's got some room to improve and sort of get more comfortable at center, which we had seen before he got hurt. But yeah, I mean, Jeremy Langford looks like a player. Adrian Amos looks like a player, and you think that Kevin White, when he gets healthy next year, can be the type of guy that, you know, all the analysts. I mean, it was unanimous that this guy was going to be an excellent downfield threat, you know, physically imposing receiver. So, you know, you just got to have a couple drafts like that, continue to stack that talent, and then you turn it around with the type of coaching and program structure that John Fox has put in place.
All right, I'm going to set my bar low for Thursday night and just see if the Bears can prevent an easy touchdown drive by the Packers the first time they touch the ball. And then we'll count that as a victory, at least to start the game, because these last 2 weeks it's really been weird. And I don't know if that is that's a getting out game planned early, that maybe we are learning Vic Fangio is a better counterpuncher than he is puncher, and that's certainly possible because we know how many teams script these plays. But just keeping them off the board on that first drive is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think it's, what, 3 games in a row now? The Chargers did the same thing, too, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, it's something to ask Fangio tomorrow when we talk to him after practice. And you know, it really is interesting to get a feel here as, for the first time, we see this coaching staff play an opponent for the second time, what type of adjustments that they can make. And you remember from the opener how much they tried to keep the Packers' offense off the field running the ball. But yeah, you look defensively and you know, you see trends over these poor starts. It's blown coverages, it's, and a guy's not being in the right spot, and yeah, the first thing you think of is preparation and sharpness and all of that. And so it's something to get at with these guys when we get access to them tomorrow.
Yeah, the one commonality has been linebackers with their eyes in the backfield. That's got to stop.
Yeah, I mean, this is why play-action passing is so successful throughout the NFL over time. It's just, you know, your instincts take over, because in order to stop the run, you've got to be so aggressive and instinctive, and you've got to play downhill, and that physicality works into it that way. And teams use it against defenses, and the Broncos' offense, and this Kubiak, Mike Shanahan type of offense, is designed to do exactly that. And that's really where the game got away from the defense yesterday, is that the running game, yeah, for the Broncos was as good as it's been all season. And really, you had a quarterback under center who was able to move to the edges as something that Peyton Manning's not really able to do. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if the Broncos end up better off with the type of mobile quarterback that Osweiler is with Gary Kubiak. But you see how it affected the Bears. I mean, Christian Jones was lost at times throughout the game, and you know the coaching staff's confidence in him has wavered as they've gone to Jonathan Anderson in the nickel. So that's an interesting position to keep an eye on as we go into the offseason, because Shea McClellan's not guaranteed to be back either, so you could see some changes there.
As we let you go, I would just say this. I might have picked the wrong week. I hope I didn't, to be so positive about the Bears and the direction with the coaching and everything else that's gone on here, because – you know, that Thursday night thing has the makings of rugged written all over it, and it could well happen, but I still don't think I lose that the idea, Rich, that, you know, for the first time I've seen in a while, a really professionally coached and all that, and there's not a whole hell of a lot of talent there, but and I'll have to believe in that for Thursday night as well. I don't know what it gets you against that team at home, but yet I feel like I feel good about it. I hope I don't change my mind after Thursday night.
Well, I think you can look at these Thursday night games throughout the league, and oftentimes the play is a little bit sloppy, and you understand that the preparation isn't the same for these players as it would be in a normal week. So coaching comes into it. You know, how well can you put together a game plan? What type of structure do you have in your meetings? Because you're not able to be as physical practicing because the guys are still recovering for the week before. So I think in a lot of ways, these Thursday games are a referendum on coaching and the structure that teams have in place. And you would think that because the Bears are obviously familiar with the Packers, having played them and game planned them already, that they'll be competitive again. I mean, I just don't see them getting blown out, whether they get, you know, beaten on the field and lose a game. Even if the Packers cover this 9-point spread, you know, you could say, okay, but I'm with you. I have the feeling that the Bears are just always going to be competitive under these guys.
Good stuff, Rich. Glad we can catch up.
Yeah.
Well, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having
me. Thanks much, Rich.
Rich Campbell, Chicago Tribune, on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by TiVo, makers of the world's first unified entertainment system, the all-new TiVo Bolt. If you're an adult and you're sitting there saying, I don't understand why millennials are so entitled, then maybe you should pay attention to your own behavior. From the time kids start playing sports and they get participation trophies, to some of these kids who are marching and think somebody else should pay for them to get higher education. And the same, of course, is true with Ezekiel Elliott. We give college athletes the best rooms, the best classes, the best books, the best tutors, in order to put them in the best position to succeed both in and after college in their sport and in their professional field. So what happens when Ohio State loses at home? Ezekiel Elliott called out his offensive coordinator. I don't know what they were calling. I. Maybe that's why the most talented team in college football has an L on their resume. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years. Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event. Going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer. 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money. And choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices plus TT&L. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P8340% 0% APR. $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 to qualify buyers.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, Maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Wednesday. Don't miss a special Thanksgiving edition of the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Deja Brew, 5219 West 95th in Oak Lawn, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light, check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 5:30 and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Bears now 4-6 on the year. They got a short week ahead as they'll be in Green Bay Thanksgiving night. And old Tracy Porter, the old veteran, just loves these old short weeks.
Oh, it sucks, actually. I mean, you know, it's not good. You know, you're sore from the games before. I mean, your body's used to having more days in between, but you know, it's a part of the game, and you know, you learn to adjust to it.
Jimmy Clausen will have a long week, a lot longer week. He was cut by the Bears today. David Fales, now your new backup quarterback, after apparently one team was ready to sign Fales away for the Bears. So in order to protect him, Clausen had to go. Terrence Mitchell had to go as well. Cut by the Bears last week, signed to the practice squad for a week, and that was short-lived. He's gone for good. Bulls and Hawks are off tonight, and the Bulls will be in Portland to play the Trailblazers on Tuesday. Hawks will be in San Jose coming up on Wednesday. By the way, Derrick Rose practicing in full today. He is on track to start tomorrow night against the Blazers. Aaron Brooks and Mike Dunleavy still not ready to return, but getting close. College hoops. DePaul beats Norfolk State today to finish up the Paradise Jam down in the Virgin Islands. Northwestern battles North Carolina tonight. That's in Kansas City. Illinois hosting Chicago State down in Springfield. We'll have that one for you at 6:30 right here on the Score. That game will be followed by Monday Night Football. The Bills and Patriots joined already in progress. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverIllinois.com for special offers during the season of adventure sales event. Land Rover, above and beyond. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
So I think we've learned one thing today on Boers and Bernstein is that the fact that our optimism for the future, not so much for this team, but just optimistic because of the fact that they obviously are very well coached, and I think they'll remain well coached, despite the fact I think you're going to have to juggle your staff a little bit after this year.
And the fact that you've got a head coach who's prone to some boneheaded in-game decisions.
Sure, that's what he does. But, I mean, Monday through Saturday, I think pretty solid. I mean, the fact that they're in these games, the fact that they're around, the fact they're hanging around some games, I thought they were going to get killed this year by many teams. I thought for sure they're going to get just brutalized by many teams because we saw it happen last year.
I remember looking over the roster with Dan Durkin before the season started. Like, we're going to training camp. Like, who the hell are these guys? How are they going to field a team? Like, we were going over the eventual 53 and saying, even if you get a couple of rookies who can play, what's your 53? When they sign Antrell Roll, I'm like, seriously, Antrell Roll? At the end of his career? What's that guy going to do? And they just keep churning through that bottom third, and they keep finding, you know, the Bryce Callahans and Jonathan Andersons, and there's Bruce Gaston getting a sack.
There he is again.
Just stepping all over Evan Mathis, and there, you know, it's, Look, whatever it's doing, it's enough that I'm interested in turning on the television every week. And the story also that's developing here that we're trying to get down, not only Peyton Manning saying that he probably wants to play another year after this year.
Oh, God.
But the aftermath of the mishandling of the Case Keenum concussion in the Rams game. Jeff Fisher's answering some questions here, and this is not going very well for Jeff Fisher. Because initially after the game, Jeff Fisher said, well, I didn't see anything. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know it was woozy. I didn't know any of it. Which also raises the point, how can you not know? That's your quarterback. Somebody obviously would have told him. How can you? So that's a lie.
That's a lie, yeah.
And then they're asking why the spotter, the assigned concussion spotter, who has that buzzer, who can buzz down to say, get him out of there,
get him out,
didn't do it. So Fisher now today says he never saw Keenum stumble. And immediately after that happened, a trainer saw it. A trainer ran onto the field. So the spotter is saying that that he or she didn't buzz because they thought the trainer was handling it. But the referee told the trainer to leave the field. And then Keenum was left in. So I'm completely confused. The spotter didn't call down because the trainer was out there. Ref tells the trainer, get off the field, and Keenum's still in there. Your system is not working. It's just not working. And I don't want to hear anything about how much you care about this and care about that, and you can tell all the parents there that it's a safer game and all that when something
like this. He's quoted us in, and I saw him. He said it's the safest the game's ever been right now.
Tell that to Case Keenum.
I don't have time, but I just want you to know what Roger says.
I don't
want to
take away from your busy schedule.
But Roger says that game's never been safer than it is right now. And I'm thinking, Roger, my friend, and I know they're handsomely paid, many of them, and all the other stuff, but have you looked at this year's injury list? Have you seen what's happened, the carnage of some of your best players? And you can say safer. Does safer just call it like they're still alive? Is that part of the counting? Do you say, because there's nothing safe about it, Roger?
Yeah, the referee was Tony Corrente.
Tony Corrente, a veteran.
And somebody, or either Corrente or someone on his crew, said that the trainer, somebody named Reggie Scott, Rams trainer, was instructed to leave the field. But it was seeing the trainer run out that made the spotter not call.
Well, generally, you just take him off the field with you.
Right, see,
it's just take
his helmet.
Take his helmet, take him off the field.
I don't know how it happened. And the other story that's developing here in Chicago is the news that Jason Van Dyke, the Chicago police officer who shot and killed Laquan McDonald, multiple reports say he's going to be charged tomorrow, indicted and charged tomorrow. So we still haven't seen the video, and I think Rahm Emanuel's lying when he says he hasn't seen the video.
It's a lie.
Of course it's a lie.
It's a lie.
I know people who have seen the video, and I'm told it is as bad as you think it is. It's that bad and worse. So if you're the city, you figure you got to release it. You've got Thanksgiving coming, right?
You do.
So wouldn't...
That Wednesday is when supposedly they're going to release it.
Like late.
Late Wednesday, yeah.
Isn't that when you would do it?
Mm-hmm.
When everybody's staffing down?
Mm-hmm.
You tell anybody it could be anytime, and then late at night.
No, I saw late Wednesday. That's what they said.
Yeah. All right. Well, that would certainly make sense, but everybody's going to see it. They're already doing damage control beforehand with Rahm Emanuel talking, reaching out to black activists and community leaders to sort of say we have to work together here. And I'm thinking, dude, you're the one that immediately cut a check for $5 million after this video you supposedly hadn't seen.
Yeah, they didn't do that without consulting you. Nobody did that without saying, and Ron, by the way.
Yeah, who's running the city if the city cut a check for $5 million
before you were
sued?
Yeah, before you sued.
There wasn't even a lawsuit. There was somebody saw a video,
nothing.
And you had no idea. You personally didn't see anything, and you approved a check for $5 million from your cash-strapped city. So that's got to be a lie.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's pretty good. Well, generally, he's better at it than that, but he likes to lie. It's pretty interesting. When you look at all these, the red light stuff and all the stuff that's going on with that and all that crap.
Yeah, I got to go back through all my red light tickets and see if I can get some refunds.
Yeah, the red light and the speeding tickets by parks that aren't open and all that other stuff they've done, including the one up over here on Illinois.
Hiding behind the, we're protecting kids, we're protecting
Columbus
kids.
And Illinois.
The only problem, there's video that shows there's no kids
there. There's
no
kids in there.
not being protected.
And it's closed at 6 o'clock. So why are you issuing tickets 200 feet away at 6:15? I mean, I know that's not one of the most important ones.
I shouldn't have thrown out all my receipts.
Yeah, well, it's just a complete. You know, wouldn't you think that even you would that like be a hint of honesty about it? That there, or you would just choose to money grab and that nobody would notice that these things are bogus, right? Did you really believe nobody would notice?
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. We get to say his favorite words in show business in just a moment on Bears Monday. We'll continue with Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears-Packers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Drive a Firestone.
Hey, Chicago, ready to switch to Sprint? Sprint will pay off every dime of your old phone or contract via American Express reward card when you turn in your phone. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network to learn more. It's time to move forward and switch to Sprint today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Free over the holiday weekend. The Wolves are home. And at 5:43 in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 is gone. My two favorite words in show business.
What
a home! Joined us. Looking good tonight, doesn't he? Looks well attired.
Does he
ready.
Usually not?
No, but he just looks. I know he's especially got a jump in his step.
Terry's always looking after me, making sure that, you know, I'm getting enough sleep. And
I do.
All sorts of stuff. Well, and
gonna,
I am.
He's going to hook you up with a new mattress, I think, because he can do that now.
I heard him I can, and Maddie.
He's got mattress people.
You can, yeah, as a friend, folks, we can help you out.
Oh, nice. Yep. Well, we might be looking for one. You never know.
All right, let me know.
I got to wet my beak on the old mattress firm hookup here, too.
You guys are all set between dinner and wine with this one and a mattress with you. You got the whole night covered.
It sounds kind of creepy.
It sounds just like, yeah, it sounds actually, like we wind up with each other.
You think, right, but, what the hell? I got a mattress. I got some blue apron. We can do
that. Next thing I know, wine. He's laying next to me.
Yeah, we got this. All we do flowers. Both of us do flowers.
That's right.
And candy.
Oh, that's right. And, Terry can share his berries in here.
I do.
Not to mention pajamas.
And remember that, Lawrence, I'm telling you this. You put about three drinks in this guy, his tongue is in your ear.
I'm noticing
so, it. I mean, I think there's
I have been the chauffeur for Dan Bernstein in Bourbonnais.
We've got a romantic pattern. Yeah, you got here. If you start tracing all this,
I don't know if it's romantic, but it's certainly a pattern.
You got some stuff definitely going on for sure. Terry, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
So yesterday at the Bears game, it was really some fun stuff yesterday, like in the press box. Like I took a video, I put it on Facebook of like, I told you I was going to do it.
Yes.
I told Dan I was going to do this, where I was going to do a video of the people that I sit with in the press box. So I put it up on the Facebook page, and it's hysterical. And it's already got like 4,200 views. So like Schuster, George, Les, Durkin, Barry, Emma, exactly.
Oh my God.
So that whole crew. And then like I realized after I watched the video back that George McCaskey is like walking by in the press box.
Speaking of which, he did a real solid. George McCaskey.
That's what I was getting to.
Yeah, very, very cool what he did yesterday.
They called everyone over in the press box and they gave Fred Mitchell a jersey number 34, kicker 34. That's his Twitter handle. And I thought it was a really nice moment of them recognizing what he's done over his career. Mm-hmm. And it made me think, like, a lot of stuff has kind of been brewing in my head about the concept of journalism and new journalism over the last few weeks. And I wanted to ask you, because I think that you and Fred are kind of in the same boat.
I've known Fred since 1975.
Right?
We'll say Fred.
So you've known Fred as long as I've been alive.
Yes,
okay?
I have.
Now, when I see Fred out covering baseball or football, Fred was one of the early adopters of the video. Like, I don't know if the Trib mandated him to do that or if he just decided he was going to do it on his own, but you'd see like post-game video on the Trib's website, and he did it yesterday, too, because Fred was there covering the game, and I was doing some video stuff, too. The reason that I bring up the parallel between the two of you is that, Terry, you've never seemed like, even though you're an old sports writer, right? Mm-hmm. And put that in quotation marks.
Well, thank you for that.
Not Rosner's character that doesn't understand what the Cubs are doing.
He was at the game yesterday, too.
Yes.
Thanks for
that. Not Rosner.
Yeah.
I mean, Rosner was there, but the old sports writer.
Thanks for that,
You've never seemed overwhelmed by new media. There's never, even though you're a get off my lawn type dude, you've never been like, get off, these guys don't know what they're doing in journalism today.
No.
Why is that? Why aren't you afraid?
He's not an a-hole.
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, I think there's, you know, I don't think I am. But I think there's a lot of really, really good writers working these days and a lot of great reporters. So I don't, I don't begrudge them anything. There's some terrific guys. And there's some guys that I think are pudwacks, but that's okay.
Right.
There's nothing wrong
but
with that.
But there were guys in old media that you thought were pudwacks, right?
Oh, Lawrence. Oh, absolutely.
You want to start in on that list?
Well, Dan, that's my whole point. Like, over the last couple of weeks, like, I've been stewing about some things that have been out there, like Jason Whitlock wrote this column a couple weeks ago where he was, you know, just wagging his finger at new media, and he's, you know, he's
talking. Michael Wilbon did it today.
That's Wilbon what has me. Too? That's what has me bothered today is that, you know, you have this story where, and Whitlock is kind of known for going after people, and you know, we've had him on the air before. He's an interesting foil on a lot of, and I think he's an important voice. I just sometimes think that voice needs to be muted.
We talked to him a couple times. We never got any satisfaction out of it, did we? I mean, it
it made for some compelling conversation, yeah. But didn't conclude satisfyingly.
No conclusion.
Well,
reached.
Look, I'll just say that he, a long time ago, after Ralph Wiley passed away, he wrote some really disparaging stuff about Scoop Jackson, who I adore, who I really think is a different voice, and I think kind of led the charge for a, maybe put it in quotation marks, more urban voice when it came to sports journalism. So I've kind of always wondered, like, why is it that he feels it necessary to take shots specifically at other blacks that are involved mm-hmm. in media, which is fine. I mean, everyone should be fair game. So this one, in the column that he wrote a couple weeks ago, the shots were taken at Bomani Jones. And I'm just sitting there going, huh? So today you have this, I think it was a panel, you know, panel discussion. Christine Brennan was a part of it. And I was really surprised at the backlash versus new media. And Wilbon is anti-statistic. You know, if you ever watch PTI, like, he's very anti-advanced metric. And he went in today talking about people writing blogs.
It's flat earth stuff. You're just coming off like an idiot to be that guy. Either count.
I don't is it just fear? Like, I'm trying to come to grips with it because I've noticed, and it's not a shot at anyone that's, you know, doing this for the Tribune or sometimes or whomever. But I know that on my show, out of necessity, a lot of times, because you guys might have Rich Campbell or Brad Biggs or whomever, that I'm trying to look for different new voices that might have something interesting
to
say.
Rich Campbell's terrific, yeah.
So I end up going to different places. Like, this is how a Janelle C gets on the air, mm-hmm. because I'm going, well, who's interesting that people might not have heard of before?
Yeah. Well, she's
going
to end up getting hired by an NHL team.
Of course, as she should. And you've seen that she's gone from doing her stuff on WordPress to writing stuff for the Tribune, like all sorts of stuff. And I just don't understand why there's this kind of venom, this vitriol that's at new media, where to me, it's still about the consumer. The consumer will decide. He'll decide. And if you don't think, and I really, the hand-wringing when Grantland went away, I thought was troubling too, because people were acting like they were the only people that were writing long form essay type stuff. All right, where their stuff is on Deadspin, it's on Vice, it's every, you can find it.
Let me give you my interpretation of this. This is just an armchair understanding of the older crowd, and Terry's exempt from this, he doesn't think this way, but a lot of people who went to journalism school, and you hear a lot of that from Whitlock, a lot of this, well, as a he must remind you that he's got a journalism degree, even though he's become an entertainer.
I have that and I'm not a journalist.
I think there is a leap that's made there about some kind of validation, some sort of badge, some sort of validation akin to somebody practicing medicine without having gone to medical school,
okay.
Or somebody practicing law without having gone to law school, that there is a false equivalency assumed there, where obviously somebody isn't cracking your chest doing heart surgery who hasn't been to medical school. That's a problem. It's different than having an opinion about a quarterback's performance. That I think that there is an inflation of importance in large part of this, at least a segment of this, based on what is believed to be the significance of having a journalism degree, a journalism background. I fought against that, having not had a whit of journalism training whatsoever.
Well, it brought me back to my early days here at the Score, where This was then new media, right? Like, inside the sports world, the concept of an all sports station was considered new media.
As a reporter, I faced it all the time from some people who later became dear friends, always saying, well, I didn't quite count because I wasn't a newspaper reporter.
And then a lot of those same people who were angry about this as a genre ended up then making money in this genre and genres that were built off of it.
Just as the writers who decry the basement bloggers when they take their severance package buyouts end up starting a successful independent blog.
And I wish I could really grasp why that is. That's why I wanted to ask you, Terry, because I figured if anyone would know, you would.
You know, Lawrence, this shift change, by the way, has been brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Free over the holiday weekend, the Wolves are home. I would just say this, that the journalism business, you know, and the idea of being a journalist and a journalist degree. You know, I hit what many consider the top of the business. I went from a guy working on the desk in Detroit and to the guy working on a desk in the Sun Times, to doing the Bulls, to doing features, to doing a lot of other things, to doing a column, right? Getting to the top of the business. You know what? I look at it like this. If I could do it, it couldn't be that tough. It's not that big of a trick if I could do it. It's really not. It's not like, oh, man, I've earned my badges doing this. No, it's not that difficult because I always looked at it as entertainment. I never looked at it as I'm changing the world or I'm doing anything like that. I looked at everything I did is entertaining the people who want to read it, whether it's a game story or a column. I want to entertain you. I want to make sure you come back. And then there's opinions as well. I did plenty of that stuff. But I always felt like that I was trying to entertain and make it fun for you long before that. And that was, there's no trick to it. There's no great, I have no profound thoughts on it, nor am I above somebody who's a fine writer. I mean, why would I be above? I'm not.
The writing out there is still, it's great. And it might be better than before. It's just that, you know what? You got to earn it. There's some people that are out there that are actually like, you got to look.
There are people fearful of the rise of meritocracy. And once social media and availability of everything creates a level playing field meritocracy, the fear is that people maybe are insecure that their own work doesn't measure up without that stamp of validation from above.
All right, so let's get out of Lawrence's way. Some quick thank yous.
Yes, and some breaking news real quick. Chris Mortensen reports the NFL and the NFLPA will conduct mandatory conference call Tuesday with all 32 head athletic trainers to discuss concussion protocol after the Case Keenum incident.
Yes! There. The guy walking around who had been out on his feet.
Yes, thanks to Matt Bowen, Zach Zaidman, Rich Campbell.
They got crack production staff, the best in the business, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
And Chris Tannehill.
Best production man who ever lived. We thank you for listening, calling the man. Thank you. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Hey, Bears fans. Our team of Bears experts leads the way when it comes to inside Bears information. Olin Krutz. James Big Cat Williams. Tom Thayer. Patrick Manilow. Markish. Dave Wanstead. Matt Bowen. Brad Biggs. Mike Florio. Dan Pompey. Zach Zaidman. Jeff Joniak. And more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else for your Bears fix. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Are you paying too much?